Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. October is finally here, and the first thing that comes to mind is jack-o'-lanterns for Halloween. Pumpkins are in the same family as squashes, Cucurbitaceae, and they do seem pretty similar to hard winter squash, like acorn and butternut. They're also closely related to gourds. Gourds are actually the more rustic or bespoke carving foods. Let's look at the history of fruit carving and what might be carved from gourds or squash or pumpkins. Technically, they all fall under the squash category, which is the cucurbit family. Pumpkins are a specific type of squash that we are all familiar with, but gourds are a variety of hard-rind ornamental winter squash. So all squash are cucurbits in the family Cucurbitaceae. Pumpkins are the familiar orange variety of Cucurbita pepo, and gourds are a few different cucurbit fruits that have hard rinds and ripen later in the year, usually mostly used for decoration. So how does that relate to carving and jack-o'-lanterns? Well, naturally, the winter squashes will be better candidates than summer squashes, due to them rotting slower and having firmer flesh. The origin of the jack-o'-lantern actually comes from Irish myth, where figures either carried a candle inside of a turnip, or the candle turnip was used to ward off evil spirits. Stingy Jack was a figure in one of these tales, which is how the name came along, from Jack of the Lantern. Turnips later transitioned to beets and potatoes and other root vegetables, which were also sturdy, tough, and have somewhat low water content. When the tradition migrated to the Americas, it came into contact with Native American crops like squash and therefore the pumpkin. American settlers celebrating Halloween, All Hallows Eve or Samhain, wasn't the first time that gourds were carved. Not by a long shot. Since cucurbits are American native fruits originating from Central America, indigenous peoples have a long history of carving and utilizing gourds. Not only were gourds used in art and for decorative carving, but they would also often be hollowed out to make tools and carry water. Native American birdhouses far predate what grandma makes in the fall. Once again, the sturdy rind lends itself to being carved and dried. As an honorable mention, there are many gourds that are utilized for fall decorations just based on their natural appearance. From wild colors to their bulbous shapes or bumpy skin, there are many varieties used just because they look cool. Often, the bumps come from very specific breeding. Regular yellow crookneck squash can sometimes have them too. Bumps or growths can also result from minor infections on pumpkin skin. While jack-o'-lanterns don't have to be pumpkins, and squashes are for more than eating, that wraps up this topic on gourds. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.